This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We invite you to join us on the radio, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. We've been talking about indecency, so-called, on the radio, on television. The Parents Television Council is back at it, the PTC. It's been quite a while since we've talked about them here on Free Talk Live. And maybe it's just been a coincidence. You know, we just haven't seen the headlines, and I just happened to spot this one. I think it was actually in an industry publication from like a week ago. It's in reference to the PTC complaining about a Fox broadcasting show called The Mick, where which, of course, I've never heard of, but, you know, I don't watch broadcast television. I watch television in general. But nonetheless, they think this is particularly relevant because somebody in the show, it was apparently about a teenage girl and her desire to get breast implants, where the minor makes a comment to her guardian, quote, "You're working the room like you're mayor of Tit Town." The PTC said of this that, quote, "not only was an indecent word used in a sexual context." Well, what was the context exactly?
What's sexual about
there?
That?
Yeah. But the dialogue was delivered by a minor. Furthermore, the entire episode included graphic sexual dialogue and double entendres, yet it was rated by Fox as appropriate for viewing by children as young as 14 years old. And they actually do provide a link to some of the scenes. They say they're urging the FCC to help protect the publicly owned broadcast airwaves from indecent content, such as what was aired on The Mick.
And that's the old shtick, is the publicly owned airwaves. Well, the public has lost out on its airwaves. Because
what do you mean?
Now, you know, the real programming is elsewhere.
The fact like the really good programming?
The program, yeah, good programming. When was the last time you watched a broadcast television program?
I bet there's plenty of people who do.
I don't even know what they are.
Well, that's because we don't do that kind of thing. I mean, they're still making plenty of money doing broadcast television, Mark. I mean,
Local news makes money.
It's probably not what it once was, but they're also, like, the budgets of these shows are...
Would you agree that the advertising pie, the media pie, has grown well beyond broadcast television, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the public airwaves, apparently there's something wrong with them.
They're competing with digital now, and they're competing with...
Why are they competing? If they were so good... Why are they competing?
Because Netflix and HBO and Showtime are doing better. They're making more interesting, more edgy programs because they can, because they go, you know, directly to their customers.
They're making programming that people want to consume.
Sure.
Whatever that programming might be, and for whatever reason they might want to consume it. I've watched a few episodes of Game of Thrones because the new season's out and everybody's made such a big deal about this for the last
season.
So
they drew you into it, huh?
I'm going to watch a few episodes and see what I think.
Of the new season?
No, the first season.
The first season, okay.
And I've noticed that they show some fannies and they show some boobs in there. And
yeah,
whatever.
Apparently there's a lot of sex in that show.
That's
what I'm told.
Yeah, I guess there's some sex. I don't really pay that much. You know, it's just a part of the story, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it turns out that, you know, this particular primate has sex, reproduces like other mammals.
Well, my
do.
Parents would send me down the hallway whenever a sex scene came on when I was a kid.
You grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
I grew up in the 70s. I mean, that's how that stuff was.
Yeah.
But
what's the policy at your house?
If Jack sees something, then it's fine. But, you know, there was some parts of this Game of Thrones. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones after he goes to bed.
I see.
Like, I'm not. Look, son, you're not going to sit up and watch porn with me. You know,
okay.
So I did.
It's pretty violent, too, from what I understand as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's no problem.
Not what I saw.
Chop some heads off or whatever.
He's seen 300. What do you want?
All right. So anyway, they want the FCC to issue an indecency fine and claim that this is the public airwaves. So on. They say here, quote, Additionally, not only did Fox allow a minor to say the indecent word, Fox enabled the minor to be sexualized by centering the entire episode around her breasts. Now, certainly you could argue that the reason why a woman, many women are interested in breast implants is so they can attract a man, and because
people pay attention to them.
Some people are interested in that. Generally the reason they want to attract a man is with, you know, sort of the aspect of sexuality that is perhaps, you know, attached to the female breasts for a lot of men.
It's a pretty simple way to attract attention generally, male attention specifically. But, I mean, attention generally. Let's not forget that it'll get you attention generally, too. But it's probably not a particularly good system for mate acquisition, if that makes sense. I mean, if you want the highest quality males out there, maybe that's not the way to do it. I don't know.
Right, and that's why I think that
I've spent a lot of time doing it myself. But
and again, we haven't seen this show. I'm not interested in seeing it because I honestly don't care. I think they should be able to say and do whatever they want. But ultimately, that's a conversation I think worth having. Aren't people way too obsessed with the female breasts and breast implants? And, you know, I don't know if they broach any of these subjects in any detail, but not only is it something that should or should not teenagers be doing, but should or should not anybody be doing this? I mean, it's an expensive procedure, several thousand or something like that. I imagine it's cheaper now than it was 20 years ago or whatever. It's probably safer now than it was 20 years ago. But
go to Bangkok, get it at a third of the price.
Isn't this about, you know, shouldn't this really be about one's comfortable, you know, the factor of how comfortable one is with one's own body, right? Like, that you're okay with yourself, how you are, that you don't need to be changing your breasts or your nose or your, you know, your whatever else, other things. You know, the human Barbie, the human Ken doll, you've seen these people that are just obsessed over constantly trying to change themselves to be more beautiful, and then ultimately they just make themselves look horrifying. Of course, Michael Jackson being probably one of the more noteworthy examples of this obsession, but there are some people who just, you know, they don't ever stop. And isn't this the beginning of that for a lot of people? I think there's some danger.
You're making
here.
The slippery slope argument.
Yeah.
And when it comes to augmentation, I think it can be done well and done tastefully if that's what you're into. But you know, for me, I wouldn't spend the time, money, or energy on those sorts of things if I was in that circumstance. However, I can see why some people would want to do it. So, you know, it's up to you as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, that's it.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Final comment here from the PTC, Parents Television Council, is, quote, when the Senate hearings over the nominations of Jessica Rosenworcel and Brendan Carr to serve as FCC commissioners taking place, apparently today, perhaps, maybe last Wednesday, anyway, some Wednesday, the FCC will finally be in a position to act quickly on adjudicating these complaints. Children must be protected from indecent content. Well, why is it that the FCC is going to be able to act more quickly because they've added two more bureaucrats to their board? I don't understand that. Were they unable to vote on these things before with just three members of the FCC instead of five?
Are these board members going to just be chasing down issues? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't see why a board, expanding the size of a board, is going to make anything happen more quickly.
I don't either. Given that I've spent time on boards, I can tell you that boards tend to be particularly inefficient.
The bigger the board, the slower the decisions.
Even outside of government. I mean, because now you're talking about a government board here. I mean, your typical board is very slow and inefficient and, you know, plodding and brooding. Now you're talking about a government board, which is probably adds in a, you know, factor of 10 to the inefficiency. But regardless, the PTC back in the news with 3,000 hand-delivered petitions. And if you are on their side, if you are saying that, yes, this is offensive, we need to protect children from having any kind of exposure to the idea of breast implants.
Well, as though this is going to do it.
No, it gets ridiculous. As though there aren't, you know, teenagers at high school talking with one another about these things.
We're even talking about this is because the Parents Television Council still exists.
That's right.
It's an anachronism at this point.
Mm. Well, there's still television, there's still parents, so.
Yeah, but its relevancy is diminishing rapidly.
Sure. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Kids are looking at dank memes, parents.
And I bet you there's a pair of breasts in a lot of those dank memes out there.
I'm sure.
I bet you many of those dank names are being made by teenagers. Just going to go out on a limb. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. What do you want to talk about? Offensive broadcast content. Maybe you think the PTC is a group of heroes and you want to defend them. Also, Creepy Clown, back in the news. One of them got arrested. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. We're talking about indecency. and protecting children, which they're equating teenagers with children here, and I'm sorry, I just don't buy that. But regardless, protecting children because they also, you know that kids are watching television at night from any discussion whatsoever about breast implants, especially when regarding a teenage girl in a television show wanting to get them. That's what brought the Parents Television Council back to the FCC with 3,000 hand-delivered petitions because they're that important to these people.
They want a big stack of paper, kill a bunch of trees to get this stuff done.
Well, anything to protect the children, Mark, from seeing or hearing about breasts.
Anything to continue to try to make the Parent Television Council still relevant.
Hey, so Bullet Blocker, you had it on last night. It's a vest, and it also protects from bullets.
Indeed, it does. I recently got a vest from BulletBlocker.com, and it's a company founded by a former Army Ranger and firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Now they have a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, briefcases that could save your life. These products are attractive and well-made right here in the United States. You've got to have a nice jacket. This is just one of the fundamentals. You have to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets, too.
Mm.
You can get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing that you get a second chance at. Now, Ian, one of our listeners let me know that, in fact, the fact that I am a convicted felon might be an issue as far as having a bulletproof vest.
Really?
Yep, there's laws against it. But I happen to have read this law, and you are exempt if you need a bulletproof vest for your work. And you have a written notification prior to any kind of charge. You can't get a written notification after the charge to make it disappear, but you can
hold on. Who's giving who a written notification?
I already got a written notification from my wife years ago.
So you have to have a written notification from your wife about what?
From your work. Regarding your ability to have a bulletproof vest.
So you're getting a notification saying you are authorized to have a bulletproof vest?
Yes, but I've already had this notification for years, half a decade, because I understand.
Because you're a radio host and this is crazy people.
This isn't my first bulletproof vest.
Right. I mean, anybody who's seen the, what was it, to play Misty for me?
Yeah, right. So
is it knife-proof? Does it have a stab plate?
No, the stab plate's something entirely different.
Okay.
No, there's not a sheet of metal on this. That would be pretty uncomfortable.
Yep.
The thing that's sort of revolutionary about this clothing is that it's a bulletproof vest, but it's more flexible. It's more comfortable. It's not the kind of thing that...
It looks good, too.
Look like you're wearing one.
Looks like something you'd see somebody wearing in the fall or winter
time. That's all it looks like. Yeah. It just looks like a fleece vest. You can get that product and more at bulletblocker.com.
I can tell you, I've had a bulletproof vest in the past, and you can't hide that under a shirt. I mean, it just doesn't...
No, you can't put a T-shirt on you can't put any shirt
it
on
looks ridiculous.
Under that and make it make sense.
The bullet blocker looks nice. It looks like you're supposed to be wearing it.
You could put a fluffy jacket over it, and then it would, look like it, but then really sort of unzipping it, then, what is that you've got underneath there?
Mm-hmm.
A bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
No problem. It just functionally, it's a bulletproof vest, but it looks like a jacket or coat.
Cool. And
bulletblocker.com.
Bulletblocker.com. That's easy enough. All right, our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Well, since we're talking about boobs, here's an update from...
Let's talk about the government.
Free Range Kids. Great blog, by the way. Lenore Skenazy, How to Raise Safe, Self-Reliant Children Without Going Nuts with Worry. An Iowa 14-year-old who took two pictures of herself, one in a bra and boy shorts, that is, undies, the other topless but with her hair covering her breasts, had been threatened by Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. That's right. The prosecutor's name is Ed Bull. With prosecution as a child pornographer. Now, note, not even any nudity in these photos that we're talking about here. The girl, Jane Doe, was part of a group of kids who'd been caught sexting, and the rest of the kids agreed to Bull's deal where they admitted their guilt, did some community service, and then took classes on the dangers of sexting, and agreed to give up their electronic devices for a time. That's quite a punishment for,
young
teenagers
people
these days. Even many adults wouldn't be able to give up their phone for
a
period of time.
Here you go.
If they did all of that, then the students would not be prosecuted for a sex crime and possibly end up on the sex offender registry. So you can't blame anybody for taking a plea deal. They're scary, man. They throw these charges at you.
So this sex offender registry is a form of life sentence.
Yeah.
essentially.
Scary.
And, you know, leveling this at young people for sending suggestive or even naughty pictures to each other is, I mean, it's irresponsible as far as a prosecutor goes.
The story here says Jane Doe was the only one of the group who didn't take that option, and she chose to sue the prosecutor instead.
As she should.
Which almost never happens, which is why this is, you know, particularly unusual story, because most everybody's going to take the plea deal. Oh, you could take a class and give up your phone. Well, you're lucky, son. You didn't get, you know, life sentence as a sex offender. According to Reason.com's Jacob Solem, yesterday the ACLU of Iowa announced that Marion County Attorney Ed Bull, who last year threatened to prosecute a teenager for producing child pornography by using her phone to take pictures of herself in her underwear, has promised not to bring charges. In exchange, the ACLU has withdrawn their lawsuit that they had filed on the girl's, or on behalf of the girl's parents back in November. Although Bull lost the fight that he picked with the 14-year-old girl, the CBS station in Des Moines reports that he has no regrets. Bull was unrepentant, saying, quote, "As county attorney, it's my job to pursue justice. Nothing can or will change that. I will put the ACLU's dismissal papers in my file and go right back to work serving my community," unquote. Now, if Bull truly believes, according to Reason, that threatening a girl with prison and lifelong registration as a sex offender over a couple of risque selfies has anything to do with justice, he is demonstrably unqualified for his job.
Yeah.
It goes on to say in Reason.com, the TV station says Bull was trying to teach the girl an important lesson about the, quote, life-altering consequences that could arise from being labeled as a sex offender.
That's fine. And, you know, a class on that would probably do the job, but forcing guilt and punishment and all this other stuff that's going along with this is really sort of the problem here, Mr. Bull.
Since he was the one, Bull was the one threatening to label her as the sex offender, this exercise was rather like burning down a kid's house to teach him the danger of playing with matches. If Bull had stayed out of what should have been a family matter, there would have been no need for the girl to worry that an adolescent indiscretion might ruin her life. Because that's what they're saying here. It's like, oh, well, if you have sexting photos, which apparently is a fairly popular thing these days among young people, and it would have been just as popular when we were in school, Mark. It just was a lot harder to do back then.
I've seen Polaroids of my classmates.
Right. So, you know, the idea being that, oh, well, if these pictures get into people's hands, it's going to ruin your life. But the reality is, it's just a temporary thing that happens. There are so many pictures out there on the internet. Who's really going to care about that 10 years down the line when you're out of high school? But you better believe a sex offender registry is going to be something that ruins somebody's lives. So the punishment here for this so-called crime is much worse than any kind of, you know, poking fun of somebody or whatever it is that might happen as a result of these pictures being spread around. So teasing? What's going to happen? Teasing at school? Worst case. 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free here and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. By the way, I was just looking at this Mick show with the breast implants that was so offensive, apparently, to the Parents Television Council. The character in this particular show, the teenage girl they keep referencing in their complaint, that they made with over 3,000 signatures hand-delivered to the FCC recently, was about a 17-year-old girl who was talking about getting her implants, you know, when she turned 18, apparently. So, I mean, we're not even talking about a younger teenage girl. We're talking about one who's literally probably days or weeks away from turning 18, the magical age where all of a sudden it's completely okay to have these conversations.
I'm sure that this is a relevant conversation for some people out there that are making this decision, right? Like, there's some people, I would imagine lots of young women are thinking to themselves, as soon as I hit 18, I'm going to do this. And, look, it's not a decision I would want my daughter to make, but that's kind of what television does, is it addresses sensitive subjects and allows us to sort of think them through.
And have conversations about them, you know, individually. Why it's right what they're doing on screen, why it's wrong what they're doing on screen.
Every medical procedure has risk, and this one does too. Let's not forget that people die from plastic surgery.
Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we're talking about the good news out of a court decision Actually, I guess it wasn't even a court decision. The prosecutor in Marion County, I presume that's maybe Indiana?
Not real clear
on where Marion County is. Could be anywhere.
There's Marion County in Florida.
Could be anywhere. But Marion County attorney Ed Bull, who was going to go after a teenage girl for taking a couple of photos of herself, not even naked photos, but covered topless photos.
Iowa.
Thank you for that. And so no nudity whatsoever in the pictures themselves, but yep, they were threatening her with child pornography charges. She was one of a group of students at the local school who every other person in the group took the plea deal on this. And, instead of being charged with a child pornography crime, they admitted guilt to some sort of lower thing. They did community service. They took classes on the dangers of sexting and gave up their electronic devices. But this girl sued.
The fact that they had to reach this far, child pornography for taking a picture of yourself.
That's correct.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous when they are actually nudes, and we've talked about that before, where teenagers, will take a nude photo of themselves to send to their boyfriend or girlfriend or something like that. And they end up getting spread around the school, and somebody goes to the administration, and they call the cops in, and then, everybody involved gets charged with child pornography, and then, again, they almost always take the plea deal. In this case, this girl didn't. She countersued, and the prosecutor dropped the charges in return for the ACLU dismissing their countersuit in this case. But yet the prosecutor still is doubling down, saying he's going to continue doing this kind of thing in the future. He'll be continuing.
Then he's going to continue to get suits brought against him by the ACLU.
The prosecutor's name is Bull. It says here, this is Reason.com, if Bull had just stayed out of what should have been a family matter, then there would have been no need for the girl to worry that an adolescent indiscretion might ruin her life. Because it's not the photo that is going to ruin her life. It might be an inconvenience. She might get teased or something like that at school, maybe made fun of by some of the other girls or whatever. I mean, I don't know what the fallout would be, but it would be temporary. Everything in high school is temporary. It doesn't matter 5 years later when you're getting into the real world. But,
Once in a while, there's the small chance that you become a meme.
Okay.
Right? Like, and then your picture goes viral and you really don't have any control over it. So,
sure.
I would strongly advise, look, ladies and gentlemen, especially the youngest of us, ladies and gentlemen, do not take pictures of yourself disrobed. Look at it in the mirror. Show whomever you wish to show, but do not take pictures of yourself disrobed. Don't take the pictures and keep them on your device because sometimes they're hacked.
Or confiscated by administrators at the school, and then they look through it.
And, you remember the fappening? These were the...
That was when some hackers released a bunch of, Hollywood people's
pictures.
Right.
These are people that took pictures. They
naked
were just
pictures.
On their device. They were not sent to anyone. They were just...
But they got hacked.
But they got hacked because their device synced up, and there was their pictures and blah, blah, blah. So, look, don't do it. It's not a good idea.
Right. And that's the conversation that the parents could very well have had with their daughter had they, had that opportunity to have them, the situation allow them to handle this themselves.
Yeah, I just want to have that, in case nobody's had that conversation with you, don't say it's never been had. Now, look, the vast majority of the people that are listening to me that were thinking about taking naked pictures of themselves are not going to change their minds.
Yeah.
Because I've said so. But I'm just saying it's a bad idea.
So, let's see here. The sooner that we get the justice system, this is FreeRangeKids.com's final comment here, out of the business of prosecuting kids who sext each other, the sooner parents everywhere will breathe a sigh of relief. Just because laws made long before cell phones now snare young kids in their clutches doesn't mean that they must be enforced. It means they must be changed. Until then, prosecutors using them to ruin young people's lives must be called out for what they are, creeps who get off on hurting children.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, great point here. And she's right. These laws were created to go after real child pornographers, people actually forcing children, to do sexual things against their will and photographing or videoing them and, sharing them or selling them online. That's what those laws were designed to go after. Not teenagers taking pictures of themselves to share amongst themselves. It's a completely different situation. But these people treat these teenagers as though they are just the horrifying child pornographers the laws were designed to prevent or punish. And it's ridiculous. And then ironically, Lenore Skenazy actually posts an old scan of a Sears catalog with the headline here, "If Prosecutor Ed Bull had been around when the Sears catalog was printed, these girls might be on the sex offender registry," because they had pictures of young girls in their underwear.
They did.
And young boys in their underwear in the Sears catalog.
I mean, how are you going to sell undergarments to parents of young people if you didn't put them in the Sears catalog? I mean, this is how so many people got their stuff. Now, over time, it's lost its relevance to American life.
Catalogs have, you mean.
Well, the Sears catalog specifically. Yeah. I mean, you used to be able to buy a house out of the Sears catalog, okay?
Yeah, didn't they used to sell guns?
Yeah, they sold guns. They sold everything there. Basically, you got whatever you got. Now the company's lost its relevance in many ways.
They're closing a lot of stores, too.
Yeah, they're closing stores. They had they could have been Amazon if they'd had the forethought and were moving quickly enough, but they said, everything's going fine, you know, we got some stores and we're doing some sales and, you know, everything's okay. And that's how companies die. If you're not growing, you're dying when it comes to companies.
I wonder what the last year was. They're probably not making the catalog these days, but I wonder what the last printing date was of that catalog.
I don't know, but I got it in the 80s. I can tell you that.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. They stopped it. Okay, here, according to SearsArchives.com, they stopped producing the general catalog in 1993. So kind of long before the Internet revolution there. While Sears no longer issues the Big Book catalog, the company continues offering many specialty catalogs, including the Christmas Wish Book, although I don't know at what time this article was written. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, let's talk to Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
A few days ago in San Antonio, Texas, a truck was in a parking lot, and the guy got out and said he heard all these people banging and screaming in there, so he opened up the truck, and all of these migrants came stampeding out of the back of the truck, and a whole bunch of people are dead, and he's being blamed for it instead of the Border Patrol agents.
Let's talk about that. Hang on, Tom, because that was actually in my show prep here tonight as well. The people who died as a result of human smuggling, which, of course, is only a thing because of a crackdown on immigration. 855-450-FREE, like Freedom. 855-450-3733. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton, Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The crackdown on immigrants resulting in dead people near the border. Truck full of people found, and some people had passed on. We'll tell you more about that. That's what actually Tom was calling in about here. Tom in New Hampshire, you're back with Ian and Mark. So can you kind of set the scene for listeners maybe who haven't followed the story? What happened?
Oh, there was dozens of people in the back of in a tractor trailer, and the driver stopped for whatever reason. I heard it was in a Walmart parking lot, and got out and heard all the banging and everything. So he opened up the back of the truck, and a bunch of people were dead because of the sweltering heat. You see, because Border Patrol goons and U.S. Customs and Border Protection goons won't let these people pass through the normal way on an air-conditioned bus, the way you or I would go, let's say, from Keene, New Hampshire to, I don't know, maybe Springfield, Massachusetts on a bus. That's not how they can do. They're not able to do that because they have the federal government hires these gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate bus companies into not transporting these people. And also to if you take a tour of the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., you'll see what happened to millions of people in Europe because of Border Patrol goons and immigration goons preventing people from exercising their unalienable right to liberty in the form of traveling to the country where they would have been a lot safer. And I want to point out that back in... back in November, there was that case in Nassau County, Florida. You're still on the line?
Yeah, we're right here. Apologize about that. There was a news report that blasted in.
Okay, these Border Patrol goon and two Nassau County deputies were hassling and interrogating and detaining some people. One of them, running away on foot, made it to the median on a busy highway, and one of the deputies got struck by an SUV and was killed at the scene, And, you know, you ask why I celebrate when law enforcement goons get taken out. It totally serves them right. You know, you got to realize and...
all of them are the same, and, you know, folks like you who treat them as though they're all exactly the same and that they all have, you know, deserve the same kind of punishment, which in your mind is death for their actions. You know, I strongly disagree with that, but I am glad you called about the issue of the truck. Thank you for the call, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you.
I think it's sad the deputy got hit in the middle of the road, but the deputy, you know, went out in the middle of the road, and that's one of the things that happens. It's not that that person who, you know, the illegal alien that ran in order to have a better life for themselves and make some money for this so they, you know, can take care of their family. I mean, that's what we all try to do every day, and to go after somebody for that reason, even if it's your job, like, look, even if it's your job, that doesn't make it okay. It wasn't a defense to the Nuremberg trial, and it's not a defense now.
Mm-hmm.
Hitmen's job is to shoot people center of mass. That doesn't make their job okay.
That's right.
I'm not comparing police officers to hitmen, but if you say they're just doing their job, you are making a fallacious argument.
Well, and it also doesn't deserve death. You know, that even though the police in a lot of cases are doing things that we disagree with, even though some of them have gotten away with murder, killing the cops is not a solution.
No.
It's not something that's going to be persuasive to your neighbors. It's certainly not going to persuade the police. And people like Tom don't care about that. They're not interested in persuasion. They're interested in violence as a solution to their problem. But the thing is, you know, you plant those seeds of violence, and that's what you're going to reap later on.
Always happens.
Yeah, you're not going to get to a peaceful society by shooting your way out. It's just not going to happen. Now, the story here from San Antonio, the update from CNN on the truck with the nine people who perished in the back, crowding inside of the boiling tractor trailer, they took turns taking breaths from a hole in the semi. Some fainted, others banged on the wall to get the driver's attention, but he kept going. One man who survived...
Probably couldn't hear it over the diesel.
Good chance. One man who survived the journey told federal authorities the driver, James Matthew Bradley Jr., told federal investigators he had no idea that dozens of undocumented immigrants were stuffed inside the tractor trailer that he was hauling.
Probably true.
The 60-year-old Florida man was charged Monday with knowingly transporting undocumented immigrants. The assistant public federal defender who's representing
Bradley...
How
did you charge him that? I mean, you know, I hope they've got some evidence of how he knowingly did it.
Well, they don't have to have evidence, Mark. Most of the time, they can just hit you with charges.
They really should.
They should, but they could just hit people with charges, just like we were just talking about, and they take the plea.
That's what prosecutors do.
Right.
Okay, if a prosecutor...
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. You have to have collusion between... Police are the ones that charge you, Ian.
Not always.
Well, not always, but a prosecutor then accepts the charge or not.
Mm-hmm.
And
they either get indicted.
And then the judge takes a look at that charge at the arraignment and then decides whether or not that's acceptable. I can tell you as a person who had it happen that this is not the way it's supposed to. Like, you know, they'll back off a charge at time and now and then.
Sure, but most people will just take the plea. So you can just hit them with whatever charges you want to. They'll be scared to death. Most public defenders are going to be like, yeah, you should take the plea. And they'll just take the plea. That's what happens time and time again.
It happens.
In this case, the tractor trailer was found at a Walmart in San Antonio early Sunday morning after an employee at the store called police. Authorities found dozens of undocumented immigrants inside. Eight people in the truck were already dead. Two more died later after being hospitalized. So I apologize, more than nine. Dead. Dozens more were severely injured, and many will suffer from irreversible brain damage, according to the city's fire chief. The federal complaint shed light on the ordeal. One man from Mexico who crossed the border through Laredo, Texas, said he and his brother traveled for a day before they climbed into the tractor trailer. Another man said he spent nearly 11 days at a Laredo stash house with about two dozen others before their journey on the semi. Federal authorities are classifying the incident as a human smuggling case. Jack Staton, acting assistant director for the Intelligence Homeland Security Investigations at ICE, told reporters Monday, quote, "This most recent example is an example of human smuggling where individuals were brought into the United States in violation of immigration law."
I hate this human smuggling term when it's used this way.
Why?
So they use...
it's accurate, isn't it?
Human trafficking is this sort of catch-all term that they use for both prostitution and... illegal immigration.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So they're calling this human smuggling, but then they're going to, you know, once they put tried out the numbers for human trafficking,
they'll conflate
numbers,
them together.
They'll take these numbers. They'll say, you know, these working age Central American people
yeah.
are in some way or another the same as 14-year-old girls being pressed into sex slavery. Like, that's how
yeah,
they
you're
do
right.
this.
They probably will do that.
So, you know, I mean, we should have real terms for real things.
But it is human smuggling. I mean, that's not a...
You're smuggling humans.
Yeah, and it only happens...
against their will.
It only happens because they're prohibited. You're right. Most of these people want to come to the United States.
They didn't put these people in all likelihood in the back of this vehicle at the point of a gun.
You're probably correct about that.
It's a bad idea to have gotten in there, and certainly they didn't expect to be dying in there, and man, they should have had some ice and some water and all kinds of things, but, you know... That's that.
Well, welcome to the black market.
Yes,
this is what happens. You know, normally things that are smuggled in the back of a tractor trailer include drugs, which, you know, it doesn't matter how hot the drugs get for the most part, unless you're smuggling LSD or certain types of drugs. But generally you're not going to smuggle LSD in the back of a tractor trailer. That's going to be reserved for
back of a pocket
for pounds of cocaine or marijuana, which again are not in any way subject to extreme heat. But now we're talking about human beings who will absolutely perish if they don't have enough water. And it's just so tragic. I mean, this is such a needless loss of life. People coming here to just try to make a better life for themselves, they're willing to risk their lives in the back of some, you know, truck driven by a man who ostensibly doesn't even know he's got human beings back there.
Yep.
He may be telling the truth. Somebody may have given him however many thousands of dollars and said, look, dude, you don't need to go back there and look and see what's in there, okay? We'll give you an extra grand or whatever, $5,000 or whatever the amount was. I don't know what it costs to smuggle
I don't know nothing about nothing.
A truckload of human beings across the border, but some amount of money is going to motivate a man who's a professional driver to do a job where he doesn't ask about the cargo.
He's got to presume if, in that circumstance, if, you know, if you're told not to take a look, that something that's going to get him in trouble is in there.
We'll tell you a little bit more. He says he was surprised to find out that there were people back
there. It's probably not a truckload of cores, if you know what I mean.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. As always, we invite you to take control of the airwaves here. Hour number three is on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's Pool.Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.